Before you go on, could you review the IMWG criteria and how they've changed?
Sure. You know, so previously it was good enough to say if you had a negative skeletal survey, you didn't need to do anything more, and that was all the proof you needed for not having any bone disease. The IMWG criteria really updated a couple of things. Importantly, with respect to the imaging studies, they have now said that in order to be diagnosed with smoldering, you need to have a negative whole body imaging. That could either be PET CT or whole body MRI. But the important thing here is that we're using much more sensitive techniques to assess for very subtle lytic disease. Of course, the problem with skeletal surveys is the lack of sensitivity. The other couple of things that have changed how we think about smoldering and how we classify it as smoldering versus active myeloma include the bone marrow percentage of plasma cells. So now if the bone marrow plasma cell percentage is above 60% at time of diagnosis, that automatically qualifies the patient as having active myeloma based on a lot of data showing that those patients are at very high risk for quickly progressing to active myeloma. And then the third thing really has been the inclusion of the free light chain ratio greater than 100. And so now if there's a free light chain ratio greater than 100 at time of diagnosis, the patient now qualifies as having active myeloma and should be considered for upfront therapy.